we've got different players we can consider, of course. Obviously, we've got young Jordan Bataka, who's back in training in the last couple of days. You know, we'll see what he's... I've not seen the results since training this morning, and in terms of all the loads and medical data that they give me as to how he is. But that's a possible consideration. And young Alex Mowat is maybe starting to look the last couple of days more like the Alex Mowat I watched last season, where he was simply sensational. And we've not really seen that this season. So there's a lot of considered factor around him as well.
What do you put Mowat's... Obviously, he's underperformed by his own standards, has he? Set high standards last year. What would you put that down to?
I'll tell you what, he's one hell of a talent. You see him do some stuff on the training ground today, and I'm shouting to Paul Rayner, did you see that? And so he's one hell of a talent. But you know, when these young men, they come into the team at Leeds United and they have a very successful spell, they're always going to have a down spell, and that down spell can last two or three games, as we know, or it can last two or three months. And the only way you can get them through that and back to their best is still believing them. Now, it might mean that you, like who we did or whoever does, take them out of the team and take them out the firing line, but when you come back into Thorpe Arch, you have to believe in them, and they have to see a little light at the end of the tunnel. Like young Sam Byron, very similar, was out of the reckoning. And they have to see a little bit of a light under a new coach, and everyone should, every member of staff and certainly every member of the playing staff, when a new coach is appointed, should see it as an opportunity to reinforce himself in the manager's thoughts or put themselves at the front of them.
You said on Saturday that Gaetano Berardi has caught you by surprise just how good he is. I mean, you've had a chance to look at all the squad now. Is it better than you thought it was? Or?
Yeah, I don't think maybe I explained myself right about Berardi. I think what I meant by that is when I first spoke to young Bell here, that I said to him that he was much better than I thought. I didn't say he was never good. Which maybe that's the way it came out. And I can read in the quotes, and the quotes were right, but I was thinking, I could have said that. But he really is a terrific professional, and he's a good player. But I think there's a number like that who are starting to impress us. I think, you know, I looked at Tom Ayedemi, I said he'd never be a centre midfield player. He's not. You know, I look at Antolucci, who has been unfortunate to be playing, but has looked a real player in the last couple of games. Statistically, I could tell you he said 100% more sprints in the last two games than he had in any other start for Leeds United. It's an incredible statistic. So that shows you he's working harder. He's been braver because he's getting on the ball in tight areas. But there's a lot of players impressed us, but we need all of them to do that, because if they want to have a future, we're going to try and strengthen this team as best we can, and we give them all an opportunity to be in it, because we're going to get stronger.
Have you had to speak to Marco Silvestri, given the speculation probably from the media more than anyone about him playing in the team here?
No, because I think as he would know, as an experienced manager, you bring someone in who you may think just might grab that number one shirt, but when they go on that training ground, you have to have a freshness about your eyes. And I've always said to my staff, it's very, very difficult, because if we all turned up and seen some of the world's greats on a day, if they wore a different name on their shirt, you wouldn't have realised they're a great. So you have to judge it with your eyes. So, you know, Marco knows that there's going to be someone coming in, whether that be in the short, medium or long term, because what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go and sign someone who's a clear number two to Marco. That's simply not going to happen. If anything, I want to raise the bar and see if he can grab onto the bar and pull himself up.